Welcome back to Off the Bench. There's some rippers off the temper text. I'll let you
curate
a few of those a little bit later on.
Hey, so just a heads up, Maury. I don't know if you know Craig Moore, but he ended up with going to the election yesterday. How many of the pamphlets they give you? Maury ends up with six. I reckon I got half a dozen as well the other day. They just shove them in your hand.
Six.
Six. There you go.
That 3W is Craig Moore.
Craig Moore, yes.
Ah,
yes.
Good to hear him listening, regular listener on Saturday mornings. Time for the third person self-congratulator of the year.
The Malcolm Blight
Snap
Medal for the third person self-congratulator of the year.
1, 2, 3.
Just a content king.
You've actually won a medal, haven't you?
Best and fairest.
I think it's called the Malcolm Blight Medal.
No. All the effort behind the scenes. Yeah. It's like, I'm like Mayweather, mate.
I'll just come here and make magic happen.
Things are going really well. Like, really, really well. Actually, we're killing it. We're airborne.
You get Dwayne's word on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
All right. Third person self-congratulator of the year. We've got PwC coming in to do a review of the votes during the week because, unfortunately, Zoe and Zip Zip have got a little bit too much comedy.
No, you know, yeah.
Not enough vote telling at the back.
In fairness, Hutch, they have been out holding hands, feelings. They went to the comedy festival together. And let's put it this way. Zeb is off with the Rona. If Zoe's off next, then I'm asking more questions.
No. Let's get to the votes. It's 56 from Tags. I think it's 50 from TJ. Blight somewhere in the 40s. Fitzmagic's 34. And Campbell Brown, 30.
Blight's 47 or something.
There's been a couple of rough weeks. We'll get that sorted out and tidied up during the week. 20 votes to give out today. One vote. Zach Tui gets us started.
Everybody knows that Moroccan sunset moustache.
Nah, you're right. You're seeing through me. I'm a big deal down here, but I survive.
I heard that when I was driving along. Oh, he said it because he said that. Oh, I get away with it, no problems. And he was asked. He was sort of pushed into that.
Damien Hardwick, one vote.
Tom Lynch, why is he playing so well?
I was well coached.
He's in good form, Dimmer. No one does the meaningless self story insertion like Fitzmagic. He gets one vote for this.
The team I want to see play well is the SANFL State team. I was at the airport yesterday flying over to do this and actually had a coffee with these fellas in the airport. Had a good chat to Dan Menzel and Matty Nunn.
When you're dropping names that aren't even big names.
No, they're not big names, Miles. If you're going to drop big names, you'll
be better than the SANFL team.
You've got to go better than Dan Menzel with all due. I like Dan. He's a lovely, lovely young extra long player.
Ripper.
You're not at the top of my name dropping list.
Save it tomorrow.
Save it until you're around a couple of your mates at the pub.
Two votes to Campbell Brown. I think it's Campbell Brown for this.
No one muzzles the dog.
No one muzzles the dog. Two votes. Cam Luke gets two for this.
I'll grant that I'm a little selfishly biased towards Friday Night Football due to the fact that I have a show that goes around the nation on Channel 7 the moment it finishes.
Correct. Wayne Carey's favourite.
Absolutely. The Duck loves the show. And a big shout out to the Duck.
There we go. So now we get hot picks on the big four this week.
Yep.
Three votes to Andy Marr. Now, this a little bit long, admittedly. Not enough time to edit it, admittedly. But is he giving himself supermodel talk?
I've heard about
it. He moves from 21, or at least 21, to 24 on the back of this.
According to you, that this supermodel...
She was very cute, and she was doing a TV show.
Well, you thought that
there was a connection.
There was a connection that was beyond just a conversational politeness.
Can I even say this? There was no conversation going on.
Man thinks he's Richard Gere. Man thinks he's.
There's nothing happened.
You claim
there was a certain chemistry.
You
there was a certain chemistry. They were merely boyfriend, girlfriend at the time, and they've gone on to be husband and wife and have a number of children and lived a very happy existence with one another. So, and I'm very happy to hear that because for an hour or so there, that particular night, for them, it was very much on thin ice.
Oh, yeah. It's about as believable as your story when you dated Brooklyn Decker before she married Andy Roddick.
Not my story. Now, three
is your story.
Three
you
votes.
You died out on that story.
Three votes. Daryl White gets three votes for this. It was humorous. It was accurate. It's one of the great lines. Have a listen to the Brisbane great Daryl White.
Daryl, how would this team go against the Hattrick team?
Hattrick team? Oh, look, it's really hard to say. Look, I think they might get us by a couple of goals because we're all 40 and 50 now, mate. Like, mate, we'd smash him by 15 goals. No chance, buddy. No chance. No chance. No chance. Mate, he's the best. The best. But he's coming up against the best.
Yeah, that's the famous. That's the famous Don Bradman line.
Yep.
That one.
Yep, that sure is. So well done to Darryl White. Three votes. I couldn't go past Eddie Maguire, these three, for this.
Carol, I wouldn't know. I've only done the negotiations in this and ran a footy club for 23 years. I'll tell you what's going on.
Oh, three votes. Oh, no question.
Bang.
But a drum roll if we can to finish. Let's see if I took that with him. No.
He's listening in, Tip. He's having his messages.
Yeah, he must be up earlier than normally. He's on Saturday.
Very, very unusual. He must have some food coming.
He normally doesn't get in until 10. Four votes. No, he sleeps in. Sorry, the snooze button didn't go off. I was up prepping for the A-League.
Prepping for the A-League.
Four votes.
It's mean.
Western United listening. Are playing Central Coast Mariners.
We don't mention them on this station, Hutchie. You know that.
Four votes to Matty Rendell, who, well, he had to run through a few of his achievements when he came under threat during the week. Four votes.
If he had delved a bit further, he would have found all the really good stuff. Like I said, Melbourne would win the flag after round three. Essendon would make the eight after the Anzac Day game. Called Wines to win the Brownlow with about six rounds to go and Bont to be the Quinella. That happened. GWS to make the eight from outside, that well outside the eight with only a few rounds to go. So they must have missed all that good stuff. But
he's very good. We got to have a bit more of him on the station. What's happening? Yeah, he used to be on with Dwayne every sort of week.
He's on Footy SA on Sundays on 9. Yeah, and I know he does love that. To hear more of him. Very great insights.
You know, I think I'll have to speak to the Pipe because I liked his little seg on one day a week on the afternoon. You pop in for
get
afternoon.
Yourself involved in that picks. That'd be good.
Yeah, I can organise it. No problems.
Throw your weight around a little bit.
I can throw a little bit of a sizeable frame around.
Throw your weight around. After 10 o'clock this morning, by the way, Margaret will join us.
Well, what a night she had. What a night!
And part of our collective birthday gift was to send her to the president's function last night.
Gee, the photos are good.
And there's a good intellect coming out of the event. A few things to talk to her about. But one of the things that struck me is Manny the horse trainer did a straw poll on the opener, on the theme. And he reckons the original has won easily. So for this morning in Zipper's absence, Zoe, we'll be going back. Mate, while he's away.
At the end of the day, it's dealer's choice. It's your choice, Zoe.
We'll be going back to thank you for being a friend this morning.
I'm not sure we will.
And I'll be testing the reaction to that at 10:12.
You'll be testing the reaction. Yep. Margaret likes the new
Zipper's
one.
Zipper's away. Zoe hasn't got any.
She likes Lionel Richie.
Lost all her influence because she hasn't added up the votes for 2 weeks in a row. So that's.
But you're putting her on notice.
No, is it on notice?
Hutchie, they're going down like flies in here. We can't put anyone on notice at the moment. Even sharing Sam Hargraves is going to be able to probably get away with that for another week.
Yeah, with the tier ones, and they're putting us on notice.
Oh, well, they are. they're looking for tier spots. Just have a week off.
Group toothbrush.
Oh, hang on. And I walk past the Coles. Pretty sure there was a case. They'd have a week off.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
We're a bit like the West Coast here at the moment. But anyway, we go through these phases, don't you, in life?
That's all right. Yeah. Any dangers in the footy today, you like? Any upsets?
Geelong Port's fascinating, isn't it?
Oh, I think Port will be real hard to beat today.
Do you? Yeah.
I mean, I'll never tip against the Cats, but what about last week? This is how well I'm thinking. I didn't have a bad round on the tips, Hutch. I reckon I got 7. I thought that's pretty good because I knew I tipped Gold Coast. I get to the local. I said, 7. They said, oh, you got 6. I said, give me that card. I went through it. Yep. I've scratched off Melbourne instead of West Coast.
You made it blue.
Yes. Cost me a point. It summed up how well I'm tipping this year.
Well, the bloke behind the bar knew when you walked in how many you'd got.
No, because I have it up on the wall. No, I looked at the wall and said, 6.
At the college lawn.
6? How do you mean 6? I got 7, definitely. So I demanded the cards. Got the cards out and thought,
even the public are going to realise no one can tip West Coast with it.
Nah. Oh, you know what a couple of them said? Oh, you went for an upset, did you? I said, if I'm going for an upset, do you really think I want to tip West Coast to beat Melbourne?
How many in the said tipping?
Oh, 60, maybe.
Yeah, where are you?
Nah, shocking this year. I came in third last year.
You're an AFL player on the wall. AFL best and fairest coming 55th in the college lawn
tipping. Yeah,
it's a low moment.
It's pretty much a low moment.
But just behind sausage fingers.
Let's put it this way. I'm 9 off the pace. Horrible.